Welcome to Shakespeare FC, the Sonnets, a five-minute journey into the iambic opinations on life, love, death, and desire, with a smattering of nature and naughtiness from the mind of our literary epicure from Warwickshire, or, as you become more familiar, Uncle Will. I'm your host, Kari Marshall. In his sonnets, Uncle Will wrote from a very personal place about the human condition, all in just 14 lines. But in that meager space, we can find an absolute wealth of human experience that you just might identify with. So, let's you and I go on a little journey. Today, Uncle Will is once again in a reflective mood. I imagine him sitting in the kitchen by the fire. Possibly Anne and the children have already headed to bed. Will sits staring into the flames, possibly pint in hand, as his mind begins to wander back to his younger days, his eyes slowly welling with tears. At the opening of Sonnet 30, Uncle Will writes that as he sits alone, thinking back over the wonderful moments of his life, he finds himself mulling over with regret those things that he did not achieve, and begins to weep new tears for these old missed opportunities that he now sees as a waste of time.
When to the sessions of sweet silent thought I summon up remembrance of things past, I sigh the lack of many a thing I sought, and with old woes new wail my dear time's waste.
In the second quatrain, Uncle Will says that although not normally given to having a good cry, when he thinks of his precious friends who have died, new tears flow for this old pain of love and loss, weeping over the many sights he will never see again.
Then I can drown an eye, unused to flow, for precious friends hid in death's dateless night, and weep afresh love's long since cancelled woe, and moan the expense of many a vanished sight.
In the third quatrain, Uncle Will says that at times like these, he finds himself crying over sorrows that he has long since let go of, recounting them depressingly one by one, feeling the loss all over again, as though he had not suffered the pain in the first place.
Then can I grieve at grievances foregone, and heavily from woe to woe tell o'er the sad account of four bemoaned moan, which I knew pay as if not paid before.
In the final couplet, the clouds begin to part, as Uncle Will says that in the midst of this depressing, self-imposed wallow down memory lane, if he thinks about his dear friend, every loss he has felt is restored, and his sadness comes to an end.
But if the while I think on thee, dear friend, all losses are restored, and sorrows end.
I find this sonnet so interesting, because it seems to point to some profound regrets in Uncle Will's life. Regrets that he has seemed to let go of over time, but still remain just under the surface. The loss of loved ones, ambitions never attained or undertaken, prizes not won. An almost self-punishment as he dredges up the memories, reliving them, re-experiencing the sorrow. This is one of Uncle Will's works that really shows why he is still read today. His universality. It doesn't matter what culture you grew up in, what gender you are, what class you inhabit. We all have experienced what he speaks of, loss, regret, sadness, and opportunities not taken. If only all of us had such a dear friend to help remind us of the better times. Well, alas and alack, my friends, that is all we have time for. Join us again next time for another hopefully informative journey into the mind of Uncle William. I'm Kari Marshall. Farewell until next time. Shakespeare FC is a production of WGTE Public Media. You can learn more and download all episodes at wgte.org/sfc or wherever you get your podcasts.